You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
Bing. Yes, we're doing, and we are doing another episode here on AfterBuzz TV for 90210, Season 5, Episode 14, titled Brother from Another Mother. And I'm Bam Erickson, and I would like to introduce my special guest with me today.
Thaddeus Massey is in the house.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Thaddeus.
Thank you.
As you notice, there is no women, and there's two brothers here that's recapping 90210. The ladies weren't able to make it, so we just want to give a shout out to Nicolette, Violet, and Amber, but they will be back next week, so we have a very quick, easy recap for you guys that out there listening or watching. So
no ladies here, but at least half a dozen ladies on the show, at least. And that's good enough for me.
So last night's episode was, there was a lot going on. So let's talk about Naomi and Mark. Mm-hmm. And so what happened is Naomi, if you go back a couple seasons, Naomi's mom and Dixon and Annie's dad slept together, and a brother came out of it, and we haven't seen or heard of him since, and now he's evolved, and Naomi is having problems with the fact that she doesn't have any family. She lost her husband, no family's around, so now she's longing for that, so she wants to, so she went and seeked out, had a PI, look for her half-brother.
Right.
She brings Annie and notifies Annie about it. Annie's like, where's this coming from?
Right.
And so she has this whole thing about what she wants to do and she wants to have a family. But I just think the way that Naomi goes about things, she's very selfish, and you don't invite a guy to the house thinking that he's going to, you know, be hired to cook, you know, to cook food because he's a chef.
Right.
And he has his own business. Mm-hmm. And then you just drop the bomb. Oh, by the way, you're a half brother. And then when he leaves, she's like, oh my God, like I can't believe he left. Like Naomi, she really annoys me.
Right. I mean, he thought he was there for a job, and I can understand, you know, he's obviously looking to get a gig and put himself on the map and make a name for his chefery. Mm-hmm. It's not a word, people. Chefery is not a word. But, you know, show his cooking skills or whatever and brand himself. And here he gets pretty much ambushed. I mean, I guess Annie got ambushed as well, but she just kind of got invited over or whatever. But I think he responded a little harsh. I mean, I can understand. And I, you know, Naomi does seem like she's a little selfish and self-centered, and she goes about things only thinking about herself mm-hmm. and not really thinking about anybody else's feelings or whatever. But at the same time, I think he responded a little harshly to the situation. He wasn't like, he didn't really care at all. He was just like, whatever, I thought this was a job, and left. It was like, what? Who responds like that after just somebody discovering that
I do.
You have a relative? really?
Yeah, really.
If someone said, hey,
because
say you're going on an audition for something, and then they say, look, this really isn't an audition, I'm your half or whatever, and I didn't know how else to get you here because I thought you may not come, blah, blah, blah. You'd just be like, oh, okay.
I'd be like,
so there is no audition?
I'd be
and
like,
then you would just bounce?
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, what's going on, huh? Who are you? Like, there was no information that was given. There was no names, the mom, the dad. There was nothing that was given.
It was just,
oh, you're a half-brother. Not naming names, not any pictures. There was no conversation.
Right.
So I'd have got the hell up out of there. This is me personally.
But he didn't ask any of those questions.
She should have, well.
That's the problem I had. He was just like, so there's no job, and he bounced. It wasn't like he asked, like, what do you mean? Like, it wasn't like he asked anything. He just was like, oh, okay, there's no job, so I'm leaving. Like, you just tricked me to come here. Mm-hmm. That's what they kind of messed up, I think.
Well, I think on both sides, there should have been more.
Right. There should have been more. Like, anybody naturally would be inquisitive about that. Mm-hmm. And especially if he comes from an adoptive home himself.
Yeah.
Then I think he would want to know. Well, that's, at least ask a couple questions.
Well, that scene continues. Their story continues. And then so now they're at the CU band's competition. And right. So there's these food trucks. And so he's
the
in,
cooking
the cooking competition.
That Naomi contrived and put together herself.
That she put together. And so mm-hmm. he's there. And then once he finds out that this is Naomi's doing, he wants to leave. But until he finds out that Wolf Puck Gang is the chef.
Wolf Gang Puck?
I always say that too.
Wolf Puck Gang? Represent Wolf Puck Gang.
I always say that too. And I work for him sometimes, but I always say that. So,
right.
But yeah. And so
he actually made a cameo. He did his thing. Yeah. So I guess she enticed him and mm-hmm. he decided to go ahead and stay. She was like, well, you know, if the grand prize is a partnership with a waterfront restaurant, or you can keep, you know, mm-hmm. serving tacos at the food truck by the tar pits.
And of course, because he's a fan of Wolf, and for anyone who does not know who this man is, he's one of the greatest cook chefs of all time. He has plenty of restaurants. He has Spago's. Yes. He has Nobu.
Nobu's one of his?
Nobu's his.
Okay.
And so if you're ever in L.A.
They have one at L.A. Live.
Yeah. So Spago's, Nobu, really great food. But and he's a really nice guy, too.
Yeah.
But so anyway, so...
And he has frozen delights as well.
Yes, he does.
Actually, you owe us a residual check for hooking you up with Gang on the Plug. But his food is good, so we can't even front.
Right.
Go ahead.
And so it comes down, Wolf says that it comes down between two people, between Mark and someone else. So Naomi takes the jalapenos and she sabotages it. And so then he winds up winning.
Right.
And then the guy finds out that Naomi sabotaged. She leaves. Naomi jumps on the truck. She gets inside. She knocks something over that causes the fire to erupt in the truck. And then the truck crashes at the campus where the Battle of the Bands were playing.
Right, and that was a little extreme to me.
I mean, it was just way too much.
It was way over the top. This girl's got her wedges on and this little tight the heels dress or whatever. She's not going to jump on the back of a food truck.
No.
It's like, come on. I mean, if you want to display how desperate she is to have family, I get it, but I don't think that was the way to display it. It just was completely just, it was like slapstick.
Very. I hated it. Let's go to Dixon. So Dixon, because I can ride hard on Naomi all night. She's just selfish and everything's always about her because, and, oh, let me just get on her really quick. she says that the reason that she was longing for a brother because...
Well, she probably looks at Annie and Dixon also, and she's like, she has a brother. I mean, right. If anything, she has a brother, and she sees that.
And she says that she needs to evolve. She needs to have a life now that Max is gone, and she needs a non-sexual role to fulfill. Anyway, Dixon.
Well, she. Everybody wants to have some family.
Selfish. Get over yourself, Naomi.
I don't think the wanting of the family is selfish. I just think
the way she
how out. She goes about everything that she does, how she goes about it is kind of... very self-centered.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, like you said, on to Dixon.
To Dixon and his label problems.
Yeah, he's having problems getting his label off the ground, I guess, since him and Adriana had their issues that they had before.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about Adriana in a minute, which was really funny.
So Dixon,
situation with her.
Dixon really, there was really not much of a storyline for Dixon. So right. his sister Annie decided to have a talent scout where there's basically like a competition where they look for bands and for people so that he can get one for his label.
Right.
And then while they're at the competition, one of the band's lead singer
doesn't show up
and asks Adriana to perform. So right. Adriana is performing.
Right.
At Dixon's Battle of the Bands contest.
Right, which is like so out of, so janky.
Yeah.
That's a bad taste.
But for Dixon, what happened was Michaela, who is a surrogate to Silver,
mm-hmm.
also stays with Dixon.
Yes.
And she's coming out of the shower, and she's just singing her little heart out. And Dixon's listening to the tapes that Annie gave, you know, so that he can scout to find the next star.
Right.
And she's humming and carrying on, and, right. and he's like, wait a minute, you could sing? And so, of course, Dixon was like, you know, hey, I think you have what it takes.
Yeah.
And Michaela's all about herself. She's not about this baby. And she's like, wait a minute, you mean to tell me you can make me a star?
Right.
So now Michaela is... You know, she wants to come to L.A. She wants to party. Now that she has revealed that she can sing, now she's going to apparently get signed to Dixon's to label.
Exactly.
And so now it'll help his issue, because now he doesn't have anyone signed.
Well, obviously, that's going to cause a problem with her and this surrogate situation with her and Silver. I mean, mm-hmm. their situation is already tense because, Silver is trying to control her life.
Yeah.
You know, she's being overly... controlling, it seems. You know, it's like, okay, read these books and do. I mean, she's being helpful, like, you know, she's paying her, so she has to treat her body and everything and her behavior, you know, as a job.
Before we go into that, we were discussing music.
Yes.
iTunes. Can you tell them about iTunes?
Well, iTunes, ladies and gentlemen that are out there watching this 90210 After Show right now. Go ahead.
This is not Midnight Love. Can you stop? Can you stop all that sexy talk?
Go to iTunes, rate the show, download the podcast. We have the podcast 90210 up there. You can go back and listen to any AfterBuzz shows that you would like that are covered here, especially this one, 90210. Tell your friends. You can rate. You can comment. Give us all positive ratings, feedback, everything. Tell a friend. It takes 2 seconds to sign in and to leave a positive comment or a negative one if you have one. But we'd rather you call in 424-256-1729 and tell us if you have any comments or have any questions, and you can just share it with us over the air. But back to iTunes. Yeah, go on there, rate, comment, tell a friend.
All right. So now let's go into now, since we mentioned Michaela, now let's go into those Silver and the surrogate thing.
Yes.
So do you think that Silver has a right to be so controlling to Michaela, who is having her baby?
Yes, she does have a right to be controlling. Go ahead.
My problem with this is Teddy wants to have this whole situation his way. He done took his ass back to D.C. with his little boyfriend, Shane. Mm-hmm. And now Shane's sister, Michaela, is here. And this chick wants to party, okay? She wants to party. And so Teddy's like, oh, she's this good girl. Like, you didn't vet your boyfriend's sister. Like,
right.
Her purpose, obviously, is to come to L.A., party, and become a star.
Right.
You're back in D.C. now, and so now she wants to party, and there was no signing of a paper, at least as far as the surrogate is concerned. There was no conversation. So right. Silver has her own agenda, and Michaela has her own agenda, but yet this chick wants to have the baby. So it's pretty obvious that she only agreed to do the surrogacy because...
She wanted to get in.
She wanted to get in.
Right. So she's out here, and she is just partaking in the social festivities. I mean, she hooks up with Naveed.
Yeah.
As soon as she gets out here, it seems like.
And they hooked up twice.
Mm-hmm. And did their thing.
And it was supposed to be a secret between the two. And
well, that didn't last long, obviously.
It was revealed because Simon from the Cronus... Society
mm-hmm.
Leaked the information that the two of them hooked up.
Right.
When they were at the party. And so now Silver is upset. She's like, well, why didn't you tell me that you hooked up with Naveed? And Naveed and I have such a, we have a past.
Right.
But I think we pretty much agreed. Like, I feel like Silver did have the right to control her.
I mean, the auspices under which, it's Michaela, right?
Yeah.
The auspices under which Michaela is out there is as an employee, so to speak.
Right.
You know, end quote. So it's like, why, you know, she can't run around partying, she can't drink, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And even if she wasn't drinking or doing anything else, the lifestyle of a college kid and being in that atmosphere doesn't lend to a healthy one to having a baby, being pregnant.
And I thought that was a bad mistake on Silver to take her to CU to sign up for some courses when all that's going to do is tempt her to want to do the party life. You don't take that child, that girl, to sign up for a couple of classes.
Right.
It's college.
Right.
I thought that was a bad part on Silver. But my issue with Silver is Silver doesn't have a job. Her sister's Kelly, who was a counselor at the school. Mm-hmm. Her mom is his deceased. Where's Silver getting the money to take care and pay for Michaela's needs?
Trust fund, 90210. There it is.
She don't have no money. She doesn't. It hasn't. Because even Dixon's character a couple weeks ago was like, you know, I don't feel that you would be a good parent. You don't even have a job. So he called her out on it. So it's like, how is she paying for all this? But you know, Beverly Hills 90210.
Right. I mean,
it is what it is.
Maybe the 90210 writers will go further into that. Maybe.
Probably.
Show
not.
Us how they're. She's planning on supporting, and how is she paying? Paying Michaela or plans to care for a child. I mean, I think that's supposed to be secondary to the fact that she's ill and can't have a child of her own.
Yeah.
But in the final analysis, what she should have done was pick a woman, a grown woman, mm-hmm. to be the surrogate.
But she,
someone who's responsible, not she, someone of that age who obviously would have compromised priorities.
But that is, she couldn't, because Teddy had to make the decision. They had some kind of agreement where Teddy wouldn't allow Silver to have the baby by herself,
right.
And she had to have the baby based on who he chose for the surrogate. And so this is all Teddy's doing, and Teddy done took his ass to D.C., so he's the bum.
Well, her and Teddy need to reconvene. They need to get on a conference call.
Yeah, something.
Because this is obviously not going to work.
No.
And something is going to take place where Michaela's going to be in the booth recording songs with Dixon, thinking she's going to become the next superstar. And
you can't be a superstar pregnant.
No. Mm-hmm. It's just, you got to take time off. Even Beyonce took time off, Michaela. So Silver's going to be up the creek.
So let's go really quickly. So Naveed and Campbell.
Yeah.
Now,
this situation is really interesting to me because, to me, it when his name is Simon, right?
Simon was the one who read it, but Campbell.
So Campbell
without a P.
Right, Campbell without a P. He sends the answers to the calculus test to Naveed while he's taking the test,
because Naveed said that he was really stressed out about it.
He was stressed out about the final or whatever. And he's saying, look, you guys do favors. We're part of the secret society. We do favors for each other. That's pretty much how it works. So it seems like he's just green. It's like, Naveed, are you that green and not know any way of how the world works and how people, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and that anybody didn't, you know, everybody that made it to the top took the high road completely all the way, how they made it there? I mean, you know, you see how he helped them out. You know, they asked about answers for the physics test.
Mm-hmm.
And he seemed like he had like an excuse, you mm-hmm. know, about why he couldn't. I couldn't even remember what it was, because I was looking at him like, well, dude, like, what do you? This is what you signed up for. You want me to be in this?
It's a freaking test.
It's like, dude. It's like, come on, dude.
It's one test.
It's like, don't be such a square. But yet, you're asking this guy. You're asking Campbell for all kind of favors.
Asking him for favors. Asking him not to reveal that he's with Michaela. And he wanted Simon not to press charges. So it's like, you want people to do things for you, but you're not willing. Like, that's. He has no sense of loyalty in the homeboy code. He has none at all.
Well, it's not even like that. I think it's more of an entitled thing. Like, it seems like he's coming off like he's entitled, like this rich kid entitlement thing. But apparently, these other kids are rich kids too. So now you're like on an even playing field, and then you just got to play ball.
Yeah.
So he even got hooked up again with the Lakers tickets, floor seats, after he did what he should have done anyway.
And he didn't give those tickets back.
He sure did.
He's going to the Lakers game because Lakers are winning now.
Are they really?
A little bit.
Rest in peace. Shout out to Jerry Buss, by the way, and the Lakers organization.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got Lakers tickets. He's sitting on the floor, and he's like, okay, so this is how this works. To me, when he got the tickets, it was like, oh, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
But it's like, dude, it's 2013. Nobody is that dense. Like, you have to know that you're a part. If this is an elite group or society, you know that everybody hooks everybody else up that's in the crew.
And he wanted to be in the society because it gave him a better chance at going to I think grad school. So,
okay.
Yeah, they need to give Naveed's character more, because this is not working for me.
Yeah, I think Naveed's character needs a little more oomph, mm-hmm. a little more. You know, put a little less product in his hair wardrobe, because his hair is way too big.
Annie.
Annie.
She was really not.
Annie, I put her on the NMFF, like Evelyn Lozado. She was a non-MNFN factor this episode. She was kind of like the conscience of the show this episode. It seems like, trying to keep Naomi in check about her behavior.
But yet then she didn't want Dixon to know because Dixon would get stressed and then he would, you know, go back to rehab. I just thought that was so far-fetched. It's like, you know, Annie...
Would Dixon really care that much where it would drive him back to drugs? Like, come on, dude.
No, but...
That's taking it a bit far. I don't want you to know because I don't want you to go back.
Driving and going... Driving crazy. Liam. Liam is...
You know, Liam's situation is a little... It could hit home for a lot of people because a lot of people that, you know, experience post-traumatic stress disorder, whether they're in the service or not, a traumatic incident could happen to them.
But
and they can experience that. I mean, he blacked out and he flipped out on Adriana at the courthouse. So
but
you kind of get, you know, he experienced something traumatic. He was kidnapped, correct?
He was kidnapped.
Okay, that's traumatic. Someone stabs you with a needle, puts you out. That's traumatic.
It is traumatic, but I think for him to go on this whole tough boy thing where he wants to beat up and hit everybody, for real, seriously?
I think how the
But this is, okay, hold on. This is my thing. He wants to be a tough guy. You know, last week he was entering, he was fighting, he was beating up all these people.
Mm-hmm.
But why, when the big black security guard comes to arrest him, why weren't you tough then? He was just was he even a cop or was he just a security guard?
He looked like he was campus security. He was like security at the event.
He was
a bad boy is really not going to be like, okay, take me, unless it is a cop.
Right. But my point is, you're so tough and you want to beat everybody up, but. You like, I don't know. He's
definitely going through some stuff, this guy. And I think the actor is actually
Matt Lanter.
Matt Lanter is doing a good job of showing the conflicts this character is having.
I agree.
I don't like how the punch was directed.
Mm-hmm.
Benny Boom, that's the homie. He's really good. But how that punch
in a music video is
really
yeah.
Benny's the man.
Yeah.
Benny's a really excellent director, but I just didn't like how, or I shouldn't even say how it was directed. Maybe how it was choreographed is better. So that wasn't even him. The choreography of that scene was just like a little unrealistic and abrupt.
Yeah,
it was like, bro, like it was like, what are you doing? And he punches it. It was like, what?
I think Matt. I think Liam's character is doing a good job, you know, being conflicted. But another issue is the medical advisor. They always have these young women who are opposite of Liam.
Right.
And for me, that's just kind of like corny. I don't know. I'm just kind of corny. Like every person that he comes in contact with, it's always some, you know, hot chick.
You know, for me... He reminds me of Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees, this guy, the character.
You're right, he does.
He's very boy bandy-ish.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the characters are, you know, even Navi with the hair, but...
Like New Direction.
Right, or The Wanted, you know, but even the character, it's the bad boy thing, thingamajig, I'm on the fence with it. But at the same time, they are at least giving his character some heavy issues to deal with that are like real.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dealing with them in a real way. As opposed to somebody who doesn't have any family who feels alone, like Naomi jumping on the back of a food truck. That's not realistic.
That is true. And so
the clinical psychologist.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, she was a point ordered psychiatrist, a court ordered psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And she's the one that diagnosed the fact that he had PTSD.
Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't go to war. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And so at the end, he agrees that, you know, he needs to confront his problems. So
right.
That is what is alleged that he will do. And then we might as well just go into predictions. And so for predictions, can I get the... Yeah, there you go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
And for predictions, next week's episode is based off of Liam and Annie getting back together. And so you know, we've kind of predicted this. We kind of knew that this would happen. So the question will be, will he get help? Will he confront his problems? And then will the relationship work between he and Annie?
Oh, you know what we forgot to mention was the fact that Annie actually convinced Mark to come back and give Naomi a shot.
Yeah.
At siblinghood.
Yeah.
Siblingship or whatever.
I forgot because Naomi.
Yeah, I forgot about that too.
Because Naomi is like, I'm over her.
So right.
I forget
about
her.
And you made me over her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I guess they're going to give each other a shot at this partnership or whatever, which we knew was going to happen in the end anyway. I thought they might have strung it out maybe another episode or two.
No, they made it real quick.
Yeah. They made it immediate and. You know, he cracked the egg with one hand, which was, that was cool. So she has somebody now that she can call brother.
Boo-hoo.
So my prediction with them is that they're going to open the restaurant and there's going to be a crap load of antics that go on with that situation. That's going to be my prediction for that situation.
And the guy says, you know, you have to play by his rules. But of course, Naomi has to have things her way. So things are going to be blown out of proportion, but I think the fans will appreciate Liam and Annie getting back together, and we would also appreciate if you guys come back next week for the 90210 After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Mr. Thaddeus, please tell everyone where they can find you.
They can find me on Twitter at Club Thaddeus, and my other prediction is I think Michaela and Navid are going to hook back up. It's all out in the open now. That's what's going to go down.
There you have it. And I'm Bam Erickson, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. And we want to thank you guys for tuning in to another recap of AfterBuzz TV 90210. We will see you guys next week.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. TV.